Wisconsin, all eyes are on the Foxconn project. And in about 20 minutes, we expect Governor Walker, the CEO of Foxconn, and some others to take a stay to the Milwaukee Art Museum and sign officially the Memorandum of Understanding that brings this massive project to the state of Wisconsin, to the United States. I mean, it's a big deal for the whole country. Brett Healy is actually in Milwaukee at this event. You know, what are you seeing so far, Brett, from the MacIver Institute?
Thanks, Vicki, for having me on. It is a buzz here at the Art Museum. There are a lot of happy faces, a lot of smiling. Everyone that I talk to is excited, and everyone I talk to can't believe the enormity of this deal. It is just mind-blowing when you're talking about 13,000 jobs, $10 billion of investment. So it almost has the feel like the day after a Packers Super Bowl win here. It's that joyful.
Yeah, it's kind of the economic Super Bowl we just won in Wisconsin. And how did this deal come together so fast, Brett? That's what a lot of people are wondering. It's, wow. You know, I mean, this had to have happened somewhere between January 20th and today. And some people are suggesting it happened since the Snap-on Tools appearance by Donald Trump a couple of months ago.
Right. That trip out here to Wisconsin by the president wasn't that long ago, and apparently he saw the big swath of undeveloped land as he was flying in the helicopter and suggested to Foxconn that that'd be a good place for a plant, and here we are today. I think you can only say that Governor Walker deserves a lot of credit to, as you put it, nail this thing down in such a quick timeline. He had to be deeply involved. He had to be a part of the negotiations. So I think that's the only reason you can really say that this thing got done so quickly.
Yeah, because, and then you sort of think about this. So in Trump came to Snap-on, what, mid-April? And then we started hearing rumors about Foxconn a month and a half ago. So, you know, that's late May, early June, you know, that's when we started to hear this. And so this thing came together so quickly. I mean, people have whiplash.
And very quietly at the start, too. Everyone thought, well, if we get something, it'll be one of the smaller regional plants. No one a month ago thought we'd be here today talking about the big plant. So, again, you have to credit Governor Walker. You have
Absolutely.
To credit Ryan Priebus, the president's chief of staff. You have to credit President Trump to get this thing done so quickly. Is just a testament to how hard they've been working on it.
I mean, some other people, too, who have not gotten a fair bit of kindness from the media, but leadership at WEDC no doubt was involved in this. You know, probably folks at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce were involved in this. I mean, this was all hands on deck, not to mention, you know, the local governments in the area where the plant is going to go. You know, that can sort of be where you hit very slow moving, you know, traffic jams, is it that sort of local level? And just cleared the way. I'm also hearing this, that despite, you know, some of the naysayers who are, you know, probably just simply angling to maybe score some cheap political points, this one is not getting a ton of criticism from Democrats. This one is, you know, you've got the Milwaukee County Executive, no fan of Scott Walker, who is there. Lots of members of the Democrats are there because, you know, you kind of want to be in the vicinity of the football being spiked.
Corey Mason, who's running for mayor down in Racine, is here. So I think you're right. I think the enormity of this deal is just so big, and the number of jobs that we're talking about is so big. The economic impact, not just for Racine, Kenosha, not just for Southeast Wisconsin, but the entire state, and even the Midwest. Think about that. We're now going to be right here in the Midwest, right here in Wisconsin. We're going to be a draw for high-tech jobs. That is just astounding, and I think if you're being honest, no one would have said 3 years ago that this would have ever been possible.
Me.
So the quick turnaround, the reforms that they've enacted at the state level, all the hard work that Governor Walker and his entire staff have put in on this on this deal. It's just remarkable.
What are you hearing about the actual? So today is the memorandum of understanding. Then the tax package goes to the state legislature. We are hearing a special session is going to be called. What is the expectation on how quickly all of this moves forward?
Mayor Barrett just walked in.
Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee, just walked in. There you go.
Yeah. I talked to one administration here at the event. They believe that they will take a pause on the budget, and that they will move this through and try and move it through, obviously, quickly. The governor is taking a fly around tomorrow all across the state to make the case to Wisconsinites. This is good for taxpayers. This is good for the entire state. So I do think soon, probably somewhere in mid-August, this thing will be to the floor for a vote. And the way it's looking right now, it seems like there's all sorts of momentum on its side. You'll have a big, huge vote in each house.
All right. So question about the budget. You're saying that they're going to take a pause on the budget. This budget has been on pause for a long time.
Another pause.
So then what is the expectation of when the budget could be done? In which case, a lot of people are concerned about what that might mean for the delay of some of the bigger projects. I mean, road projects, by the way, not, Foxconn.
In some ways, this makes it a little easier. There's obviously going to be less flexibility. There's going to be less money to spend on a deal this enormous. So I think actually, in talking to people at the Capitol, they're hopeful that the budget itself can get passed by the end of August. And in general, that's about the time when people are starting to get ready to go back to school, get their families ready back to school. And that's when they start to pay more attention to what's going on at the Capitol. And that's usually when the pressure wraps. Ratchets up to get something done.
The warm feelings, though, does this have a potential to actually move that budget beyond pause and move it relatively quickly once the tax incentive package is done?
I think this is astounding that we're sitting here today talking about a project this big in Wisconsin. So, yeah, I agree. I think the good feelings and all of the hopeful nature of everyone here and what this is going to mean for the state, I think that carries over to the budget, and hopefully we get something done soon.
Yeah, last question for you, and that is, what was the why was the decision made today? Was it just the deal recently finalized? We wanted to get it out there. Any idea of why, or was it designed even maybe to sort of be a major announcement at a time where we need to move the budget forward?
I think it was more a case that it just finally got done.
Okay.
They've been working so hard on it for so many days here, for so many weeks straight. I think it just finally got done. And as you know, in these sort of situations, when you have a deal, when you have the votes,
get it done.
You don't wait. You get it done. You walk it out to the podium, you announce it to the public, and you get it to the floor as soon as you can.
Great to have you on the program, Brett Healy. Have fun. Enjoy.
Thanks, Vicki.
From the MacIver Institute, Brett Healy. We will be right back.